intended for mature audiences.
Goodness, I hope you can hear us, because we're live. I can barely hear myself. I hope we sound good out there in chat land. Ladies and gentlemen, it is Friday night. We're sitting in a comic book shop. This fucking rules. All right. I hope the chat room lets us know, because I've got to crank everything up because we're doing the split mics. We're doing the audio. We're on a... We got the nice table. We're not on the card table.
Yeah, we're not on
Murph, I don't even know which mic you're talking into.
I'm into a mic, and I thought we just said this.
Which mic am I in?
See, you're on the same line as I am, and why don't we just go ahead and click in on this. Ladies and gentlemen, you're listening to Spank Wagon Radio, spankwagon.net. Where are we coming? Where are we live from?
Comic Oasis, baby.
Nice. So I can hear Decaf. I can hear me. And that's always a good sign.
No, you don't need to hear Murphy. You fucking talk so much anyway.
He does. I mean, this may be the finally nice silent show that Murph is not just a part of.
You know, this motherfucker talks enough for three fucking microphones and shit.
He does. He does. And as a matter of fact, you know, the first thing he just starts yelling obscenities at me out the door as I'm walking up.
Yeah, because I've been here for 45 minutes.
Well, you have the
minutes.
Mic condom on. That's why you can barely be heard.
You want me to take it off?
Yeah, give it a try. Oh, much better. There you are.
Yeah, I was here for 45 Decaf, minutes before you finally showed up.
Hold on. Decaf, tonight you cannot lick the microphones, okay?
I did lick the
every week. Every week, you like...
So fucking y'all should go close to the microphone.
No. Speak clearer is different than kind of pulling a foreign job, you know? Can you hear me now?
It's a good shit, though.
Oh, hey, let's go ahead and try. Nice. All right. What are you on, Murph?
Dude, I'm on a wireless mic, which allows me to wander around the store aimlessly. Here, let's turn the...
We're never going to get shit done out of you tonight.
Oh, dude, you've cut me loose in a comic book store? Come on. Are you kidding me?
That's good.
And with us...
Oh, you talked to the first white person.
No, actually... talked to the first... Ouch. Let's get the camera framed up here so they can see what's going on.
All right.
Guys, with... Do you have something you can stand on back here? It's kind of hard. Can't see.
Oh. Do you realize that we're pissing in his yard? We should be nice. We should be nice.
Guys, we are live at Comic Oasis.
Hey, guys.
We're here with Derek. Say hi, Derek.
Hi, guys. How's everybody doing?
Wow. He sounds like a man compared to you.
Hey, I cheated. Yeah. You know what? I still won on the strength of knowing the Gummy Bear theme song.
Oh, that's some bullshit.
Hey.
That was the worst fucking contest ever fucking made.
Hey, there's
created.
Only one other cheap win, a win that's more cheap than that. And that'd be the Steelers win last Sunday. So,
that was some cheap
win. You are going to go there with that, aren't you?
But we've managed to wrangle some people. So, Derek, tell everyone about the store.
Hey, we're Comic Oasis at 3121 North Rainbow Boulevard over in Cheyenne. We're the best comic book store in Vegas. What can I say?
Vegas, you're being modest. The planet.
No, there's some good stores out there, man. You carry around. There's some nice stores out there. But I think we do a good job here. That's all we can worry about is right here, right now. We got our employees here, the lovely Christina and Holly, who are running around and hiding. So I suggest you find them and make them do stuff.
Oh, absolutely.
Definitely put Holly in the dress.
Oh, yeah. Holly is definitely
going
in the dress.
Oh, you didn't bring that thing.
Look, it's right behind you. Have you missed it all night?
Oh, son of a bitch.
That's right. And then also, come on over here, Larry. We have Larry with us. Larry's
a good guy.
Larry's a good guy.
Larry works in TV. Can you tell?
Yeah. Hi, everybody. How's it going out there?
Hey, I got a question for you, man. Why during the Super Bowl you didn't put on porn 30 seconds through the middle of the...
Oh, because we're not Comcast in this town.
After Larry Fitzgerald cut that touchdown, why do you put porn on for at least 30 seconds at the studio?
Yeah, you know, I didn't want Pittsburgh to win either. No one should have to sit through all that.
Nice. Yet another cock job in television. Larry is comic book faithful, and he's... He's probably the only guy I know who's more nerdier about comic books than Derek. I mean, Larry and I have stood on his front porch for 45 minutes to an hour just yammering.
Yeah. I grew up. I started collecting comics when I was 7 years old, and Now I'm 4'3" and still
was,
like
was that like 100?
Yeah. No,
was
that
years ago?
Yeah,
150
yeah,
years ago.
Yep.
Nice.
Original X-Men.
See, now my question is, did your wife call my wife and tell my wife to tell me not to let you spend any money here tonight?
No, she didn't, actually. I didn't even mention that I might be spending money.
Yeah.
Spend any money, I can say she never told me not to. So this is a nice store. It's the first time I've been here. It's really nice. Yeah.
Wow.
Comics over on Tropicana. Yeah, Jim. Yep. He's a nice guy, yeah. It's close to my house.
When I had a budget, Derek's, I used to go there.
Derek's one of the only business owners I know who talks about his competition in positive lights. Oh, he's a great guy. I love him. He's awesome.
But
yeah,
you have to understand, this is the world of comic books. It's a cottage industry, and you need to be there for each other.
Well, I found they do that. Jim does the same thing. Jim knows all the guys. It's like it's a little community. Mm-hmm. They all know each other. You know,
same with Alternate Reality down there off of the near the university.
That's what friends are for. For good times and bad times.
Oh, Jesus.
Hey,
yeah, no karaoke.
I don't know about this karaoke.
And now,
shit.
Running to the back, let's see. Is she, okay, bathroom. Here we go.
Oh,
okay,
God.
My girls have gone into the bathroom.
Hey, what is this? What are you doing?
Hi, what are you doing, Holly? Were you going to go pee?
Yeah, bring her out here so we can show our awesome sign.
Do you
want to
take the mic in there?
No one can see.
Are you sure? Because that could be really funny.
No, I'm okay.
Oh, as soon as I saw someone heading back there, I can't wait to get someone in the back banging on the door. What are you doing
really,
there?
Really quick, we just got to point out, you are listening to Spank Wagon Radio. Find us online, spankwagon.net, the official home. Tonight our new LV Rock studio is borrowing space from Derek and Comic Oasis, so we threw the banner. The banner somehow, I don't know if we're throwing the banner around, if the banner just kind of follows us and slides into a place.
It lands somewhere, and we hope for the best.
I have a question for you.
I got to tell you, I got a huge, huge erection. When I walked in and saw the banner, the Spank Wagon banner, I've only seen it once before in my life, hanging up on the, I was like, oh, that's nice.
All right, you don't have to lie. The reason you got a huge erection is because you saw Derek up on the ladder.
Hey, he's got some sexy gams into my head.
That must be a tall-ass ladder.
Wait,
that was a
ow.
But anyway, do you think we're gonna bring in more business, or do you think we're gonna drive business away today?
Well, you see, that's why, you know, I'm looking at the time, and we gotta watch our times, because I think first break's, what, at 20?
I have no idea.
I got to get my notebook out. Why don't you guys talk?
You got to get your notebook out. So, so where are you guys at? So
tonight is going to be interesting. Hopefully some of our live listeners bother to show up, because we've got prizes
Larry
to give away. Let's see. Yeah, Larry's here, so Larry qualifies for some porn.
I think surprise is not porn.
So, when we
tomato.
When we were going through the studio, packing it all up before
that girl's 23 and she calls herself a teenager.
We were going through. We found the big box of porn. Now, if anybody,
that was the funny part.
Look over here.
Box of porn. You can't undersell that shit, because that was a big ass fucking box of fucking porn.
Probably about, what do you figure, about 60 DVDs?
Yeah, about 60 DVDs.
So tonight we've got a bunch of these. Let's see, we've got Teen Angels,
Teen Year Old,
Teen Offenders, even though she's 27. Uh oh.
Whoops.
Well, we read about the story, huh?
Ripped. Oh, that's a good one. I'm sure this is Derek's personal favorite, Eat My Ass. And Three Holers. I can't wait.
Why are you running people out the store, man?
That's not right.
We make people lose customers,
right.
Man.
You can't do that to them.
And I brought a bunch of Mr. Gerald Saunderser his cards. So we've got that. Speaking of Mr. Gerald Saunderser, next week, barring us actually getting a home, we will be broadcasting live.
What if we get a home and we still want to do it from the lair?
I think we should still do it live from the
lair. Even if we get a home, we should do this for a couple more times, maybe ruin a few more people's lives and livelihoods.
Maybe drive business away from every fucking place we go in.
Joker points out that's light viewing from Earth.
Oh, we're doing it from a porn guy's house.
Get the mic up there. What are you doing?
Hang on.
I want to be the wireless, okay?
Fired.
Damn.
Fired.
When I used to do a home theater installation, there was a guy, and he had the porn house. It's like cool. It's like, you know, it's like this room, and you're walking around, like all these girls just like kind of sitting around watching TV, wait until they, you know, they, I guess the time for them to work, you know, half undressed. And I'm like, well, like, we're like, what do you guys do here? Oh, I run porn or whatever. It's like, the girls are from, like, Arizona.
You know, nice. Arizona.
What are you guys here for? Oh, I'm going to school. I'm like, oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, there's a lot of school going on, I'm sure. But the porn house, I was in there. I have to check that one. Where's it up? Where's it at?
We don't know.
We don't know yet.
It's a secret location. He doesn't tell anyone.
That means I'm not invited. No,
all you gotta do is find, you know, the 20-year-olds with the hooker pumps. You know, just follow them.
Follow the sound of and lube.
And by the way, don't breed the nigger with you on this show.
They ruined
all the girls, right? No, well, that was it.
Get back to work. Thanks, Derek.
So, you know what? I feel guilty. We got 4 minutes to go to break. I'll do this after the break because I don't want to run business. We don't want to run your business off, so we apologize for that now.
Sorry about that, dude.
How did you get so way back?
I know. It's fantastic.
He ran out the store quick.
Yeah, he did. He's like,
he was off like a prom dress.
You didn't say eat my ass yet.
No, he did.
You guys said eat my ass.
No, he didn't eat my ass yet.
All right. So, yeah, Spankwagon tonight, if you're listening to us, we are live from Comic Oasis. Kick ass.
Comic book store.
You know what? Me and comic book stores in this town, we don't get along, but I like this place.
Oh, absolutely.
So.
Comic stores, man.
You know, I only had to go on with Silver Cactus for the longest time, and I just never liked going in there.
Well, let me tell you one. Let me tell you about one store that's just like I'm going to throw it under the bus. This is the one on Flamingo, Maryland. It's like in that the Stakeout. You remember when we had the Stakeout?
That's
Alternate
Reality. That's Alternate Comics.
Reality.
Well, I'm not saying it's small. I don't know. I get in the places that I feel like... you know, but when I come in here, man, it feels like a fucking. I mean, this is beautiful.
Yeah,
it is beautiful. I think I got more pictures of this than that. That there are white girls' tits, and that's fucking.
Whoa,
that's saying a whole lot.
You know, anyone out there who knows me knows I grew up at Triple J Comics, which was over at Flamingo and Sandhill.
In the garbage?
Yeah, no, not in the garbage. You know, in that shopping center there with the. And when I joined the Army, it was because of Triple J Comics.
That's the funniest shit.
I think that's the punchline of every joke. When I joined the Army.
The National Guard recruiting office was next door to Triple J Comics.
You wanted to play. You wanted to be a Hulkbuster.
I wanted to be Cap.
No, you wanted to be a Hulkbuster.
Yeah, that's it.
There you go.
I joined the Army because of comic books.
You took the wrong drugs, Captain.
Yeah, no shit. We're the ones that were supposed to make me huge instead of the ones that just gave me a giant penis and no sensitivity to anything whatsoever.
I still love your story about how you had to shower. How long was it? Like a 30-second shower?
You got like 20, 25 seconds before that water turned cold.
Well, you know what? I just think we got Army here, but we also have Navy here as well.
Yeah,
so maybe
right.
We'll get some more stories because we learned last time we hung out with you that you're a seaman.
Yes. Submariner.
Submariner,
right.
So we'll learn more about that in the coming few hours of the show.
You know the sexy Holly, she's been on the show a couple of times. The first thing she did is come over and take a picture of Decaf. She's like, oh my God, I got to get the nigga first.
No. She's just got to get the contrast right.
There you go.
Let's be honest here.
See, you know what I love? Holly said today, I got to get out of here at 8. I'm going to go play Left 4 Dead. She's leaving to go play Left 4 Dead later, and you can't go wrong with that.
I know. Holly,
are you single?
I want to play it again.
And Holly is single, boys.
There's a lot of reasons why Holly is single. That's probably the number one thing.
Ooh. She can't find anyone quite as nerdy as her.
Yeah, you got to say, Holly, what are you doing tonight? I'm going to go hang out.
Holly, play video games!
Or I'm going to go watch somebody play video games.
Wait, I can see it. Worse. Wait, quick. Ready?
I'm going to go see Coraline.
Oh,
Coraline.
Oh, yeah. Okay, Coraline. Yeah.
Neil Gaiman,
we'll be talking about that later on, too, definitely.
Oh, I didn't know that was going on.
Yeah, just opened this week.
I guess we're about to go to break. Huh?
Yeah, we are. All right, it's about time to go to break.
All right, so when we come back, we're going to talk about how the Pittsburgh Steelers cheated and won the Super Bowl. Thank you.
You got to bring Christina on.
We'll bring Christina on.
Yeah, someone new.
Back. She refuses. She's like totally back there hiding.
Oh, nice. We'll get her.
All right. This is Spank Wagon Radio. Find us online, spankwagon.net. We're live at Comic Oasis, our new home for the night, and we'll be back.
Spank Wagon Radio. It's like brain damage, except without the nasty head injury.
Hey everybody, Trencher from Spank Wagon Radio. Just wanted to let you know about our official host, KanusHosting.com. By starting off at just $1.99 a month, you can get free support, site builder, and transfer assistance. And even for $1.99 a month, you get 1 gig of space and 5 gig of bandwidth. Go to CanisHosting.com right now. Check out their budget, professional, and premium packages. Again, that's Canis Hosting, C-A-N-I-S Hosting.com.
First I was afraid, I was petrified. I kept thinking I could never live without you by my side. But then I spent so many nights just thinking how you'd done me wrong. I grew strong, I learned how to get along. And so you're back from outer space. I just walked in to find you here without that look upon your face. I should have changed my fucking lock. I would have made you leave your key if I'd have known for just 1 second you'd be back to bother me. Oh, now I'll be done. Just turn around. Now you're not welcome anymore. Weren't you the one who tried to break me? Cause I've been in my crumble. When you think I'm leaving, and I hold on, I will survive. Yeah, as long as I know how to love, I know I'll be alive. I've got all my life to live. I've got all my love to give. I will survive. Not to fall apart. I'm trying hard to mend the pieces of my broken heart. And I've spent oh so many nights just feeling sorry for myself. I used to cry, but now I hold my head up high. And you see me with somebody new. I'm not that stupid little person still in love with you. And so you thought you'd just drop by and you expect me to be free. But now I'm saving all my loving for someone who's loving me. Oh, now go walk out the door. Just turn around. Now you're not welcome anymore. Weren't you the one who tried to break me with his eyes? Did you think I'd crumble? Did you think I'd lay down and die? Well, I will survive. Yeah, as long as I know how to love, I know I'll be alive. I've got all my life to live. I've got all my love to give. I will survive. I will survive. Yeah, yeah.
We're back. Spank Wagon Radio. Find us online, spankwagon.net. Tonight, our new temporary until they kick us out home. Comic Oasis, comicoasis.com.
Hey, Larry, come and fill in for
Derek's kick-ass store. And actually, you know what? I felt bad in the first segment where we kind of chased someone away, so I need to buy
kind of chase somebody away. We did chase somebody the fuck away.
this, no, and I don't blame
this
him.
Motherfucker did a, this motherfucker did a Carl Lewis Ben Johnson after this motherfucker.
Derek, I'd like to buy something. So let's, uh-oh, what, you got a call for help?
I'm a Oasis.
A phone call.
Someone complaining. It is. We were just in there, and you were selling.
So what am I doing?
Hey, Murph.
Hey, by the way, could someone at least get on the cans to make sure I sound good?
You got to tell them how to get on the microphone.
Oh,
yeah. Oh, dear. All right.
Hey, Larry.
Make sure I sound good.
Do I sound good?
Lick it or something?
You got to get on it like it's a big black cock. Get it right in your mouth there. Yeah, right in
my face. You know, like I'm back in college.
All right.
It was an experimental time in his life. And
what?
Exactly.
All right, Murph, how am I sounding?
You sound good. You sound good.
Awesome. So, last time I was here.
Now, Trench, what? I know you're anxious to buy something, but.
I want
to
buy stuff.
We did say that Christina was going to get on the mic here pretty quick, and she's done everything she can to hide.
Yeah, no.
Which one's good?
She's right back there in the corner, so why don't you.
Yeah, bring her over here so I can take. Bring her over here so I can take 50 pictures of her.
Yeah, get her over here.
Oh, here we go.
You got to bring her over here, though.
Oh.
There
she walks up and molests her.
She's on the phone.
I love white guys. You guys get away with all kinds of date rape and shit. Black people, we can't get away with date rape.
Oh.
All right. Here, take the mic.
Now let's get the camera on her. Turn the camera there.
I got it.
All right.
I think that's
thanks for zooming in on our cleavage there, bud.
My pleasure.
There we go. Hi, Christina.
Hello.
Now, you are the new manager here at Comic Voices, correct?
Yes, I am.
How long have you been here?
Almost 2 years.
Mm-hmm. You like it here?
Yeah, it's fun.
Does Derek ever do anything really creepy when he thinks no one's paying attention?
No.
How many times have you called him masturbated in the back?
Never.
How many times do you think he's masturbated in the back?
Come on now.
Unless you don't want to say.
This is borderline harassment. I'm so sorry.
So
not
does
really.
I've been to the bathroom back there, so does he jack off to Captain America?
Stop. Just stop. Stop.
There are old issues of Wonder Woman back there.
Oh, that's so wrong. So you're in a comic book store, which is, I mean, traditionally a guy thing. Right. When the guys come in here, the ones that, you know, still live at home, even though they're in their mid-30s.
Well, meeting Mr. Wright.
Exactly. Are they afraid to look you in the eye?
No. Why would that
be? So you got to get that right in your face it's a big black cock. There you go. Like you're trying to disappoint your father. There you go. So are they intimidated by you?
No. I don't see why they would be. No.
So have you...
I'm not mean.
Have you yelled at anybody or fired anybody yet?
Not fire, but... How many people have you had to kick out?
No, everyone's really nice here. I've never had to kick anyone out. They're all nice.
Don't mind if weird.
It's, but again, it's traditionally something that you would assume is a guy thing working in a comic store. Do you have anyone ever walk up to you and, oh, I'm sure you don't know what I'm talking about, but I need this, and this, and then
sometimes.
You completely dazzle them?
Yeah, I try to.
What's the best one?
The guy yesterday.
No one can hear Derek.
No one can hear him. Where's the mic?
Go with your employee. No, now go to the right. Go to the right. Keep going. There you go.
Guy comes, walks right in. She's standing right there. Is that going to help you? Walks right past her and, you know, ignores her totally and just, you know. Mm. And she says, what am I, invisible? And you get it a little bit, but, you know, she knows.
She gets a little bit. See, the big joke on that would be, what am I, part of the Fantastic Four? And then someone would have got that. It would have laughed. It would have been great. Hey, we got people in. Hello, people.
Hello.
Hi, guys.
All right, so we got a PG the show. The G the show. All
Let's
right.
not run these all ones all right. off.
What I want to know is, what's different? Jesus. I can't talk. What's different? Jesus Christ.
You can't swear. It's difficult, isn't it?
What's different? You know, now that you got your evaluation, no, I can't talk.
Now that you've been bumped up,
thank you,
you know, to the managerial level,
promoted. That's the word I'm looking for.
And this is the published author, if you can believe that.
I know, it's bad, isn't it?
He's nothing without a thesaurus. Do people treat you? Do any of the other employees treat you differently?
Did
or?
You just trample on my question?
No, but you couldn't get it out. You spent 15 minutes.
Unless
you have the show.
I'm just trying to help you out, Porky Pig. Is it different for you now?
You call me Porky.
Well, no. I mean, it's not like there's that many employees here. It's just Holly, and then there's a new guy. So I mean, me and Holly are friends. So.
Does anybody get different around you now that you're manager?
No. I mean, they all knew it was coming.
A title
so.
In lieu of a raise type thing.
Well, yeah, the raise was very nice.
Yeah,
you, that right. definitely helped.
Are you about to unleash the Dark Vader in this place, or are you just
Chad Vader?
I don't think I can do that. No,
come
that's,
on, now.
That's not possible.
Wow. You're not gonna tear a total boss bitch. They're not gonna be talking about you at a bar and shit.
No,
I can't believe ever since that bitch got out.
She no,
got
that. That's not me. We're just at a comic book store. We just hang out. I mean,
are you gonna haze the new guy?
What was that?
Are you gonna haze the new guy?
No, I don't think we have a hazing process here.
There's no special.
No hazing.
See, that's not true because I came up here one Thursday night after you closed, and Derek made me put on a dress. And he said it was all part of the initiation. And was it just me?
No, it was me too.
Oh, good. Did he put the cocoa butter on you?
Do you guys even work here?
Damn, I love cocoa
no,
butter.
No, it was just a shop. He said,
in order to buy something, shea you butter? Have to put the dress
on. And grape jelly.
Grape jelly.
This explains why he's not ashy.
He's spiky ash.
All right. She's looking uncomfortable.
Well, okay. One more question. One more question. What new policies are you going to lay out to all your...
to the peons.
To the peons that you...
No, were. Peon. There's only the one now. It's just the new guy.
So what do... You know, you going to give her the crap work? What are you going to do? You going to make her take out the trash?
No, always the same. We all help out. There's
aww. Oh, it's adorable. It's like
I'm
a
nice.
Big, happy family.
Yeah, I think so.
Yay.
It's like the
yay.
Brady Bunch, except yeah. Cousin Oliver's black.
All right.
You know what I should have done is I should have made bingo
thank you very
cards.
Much.
I'm with full of racial
Oliver.
Slurs that I could have put
you
in
guys.
There.
Really ideal. but you know what? The most amazing thing is that he can't talk without cussing. What? He's like a rapper.
No.
I mean,
yeah,
I've never seen that before.
Yeah.
Whatever.
A couple people still know.
Phil Farn.
Oh shit! The minister. What's the minister?
Oh, holy crap.
Duh.
And this place is about to get a whole lot creepier.
There's a bunch of degenerates hanging out.
Oh, my
God. I just
shit my pants, Doc.
How's it going?
Guys, the sinister minister just wandered in.
Yeah.
Turn the camera on him.
You got a camera. Oh, no.
Did you?
There we go. Wow, look at that. We put the call out, and people came out in force tonight.
I saw it on MySpace.
Oh, that is awesome. How you doing, man?
All right, how are you?
Doing good. Didn't expect you in here. That's awesome. Glad to see you in, man.
Yeah. Probably come say hi.
That MySpace stuff works.
Yeah, no, it's like 5 minutes later after the fucking... They got the repost for me?
Yeah.
And we see you, Gia. Because we didn't like make
Gia,
it.
Hi, Gia.
No, we will.
Gia, who loves my MySpace page and thinks it's the bomb. Oh,
all right.
Wow.
So where are we at?
I think it's, what, 7:30?
No, we got plenty of time.
Oh,
so
okay,
what do we want to dive into?
I don't know. What do you guys want to do? I mean, we've got a... whole gamut of
well,
things
well,
here.
Well, we're just, I'm going
to
ask you the last
hand
time.
Hand the mic to somebody.
The last time. Hold on. No. Give the minister.
Give the mic to
the
minister.
The last time.
Spend your money.
The last time you was on the show.
Dude, Trent.
Last time you were on the show, you would.
I bet. Me too. Yeah. I think I've been in the store. I'm sorry. I keep cutting you off.
Yeah, I know.
I think I've been in the store like once.
Motherfucker.
And the last time I was here was. Sorry, Decap. Go ahead.
Now he's doing it on purpose. That's awesome.
Last time on the show, you gave us about 15 minutes of all the places and the cities where your show is broadcast.
Oh, yeah. I got some new ones.
Well, we're not going to go through the list.
Is it less than 20 minutes worth? What are the new places?
Beaverton, Oregon. Palo Alto, California, and I'm working on Ventura, California.
Very nice.
That's about 16 markets in California now, and in Oregon, just picked up. Oh, Hawaii.
Hawaii?
Hawaii, too?
Yeah, Kailua Kona, Hawaii.
Holy
Channel
crap.
6 in Hawaii.
And give people the website again.
I'll give it to you, but it's in the middle of being revamped right now. I'm having it totally rebuilt, so it's not even working right. It's www.themmt.com, Midnight Massacre Theater. The best damned horror host show in the fucking country.
It is outstanding.
You know what I'm upset about? Can I rant for a minute?
Absolutely.
Yes, I'm angry. I mean, I'm not angry. It's like, in a way I am, but I'm not, because there's a DVD coming out, which I'm going to give them a little promo for right now. It's called American Scary.
Mm-hmm.
It's all about, you know, horror hosts and past, and like it kind of pays tribute to a lot of the older ones, like Vampira and Goulardi and Zachary and all those. The guys that really started it off, you know what I mean? But, they didn't ask me to do anything on it.
Oh.
No, I'm angry. That's all right. No, I mean, it's a good idea they're doing it, but I'm not on it, so that kind of sucks. But whatever.
Well, without you, it will obviously not be complete.
So what were you going to say?
And it's going to blow.
Yeah, no, I'm sure it'll be interesting. I haven't seen it.
You can talk on the microphone.
Heard some stuff.
You got some questions? No, don't let us talk. Trust me, we do this every fucking Friday. We talk all the...
I've heard stuff about it, but I don't know. You know, I haven't seen it. So it should be interesting, though. It's American Scary. I think it comes out on DVD pretty soon, so it's an interesting concept. Hopefully they'll do some more of them, you know?
yeah,
start
it.
Giving this, you know, genre a little more of a
little more respect,
attention, and things like that.
Absolutely, holy cow, man! So, what do you guys want to talk about? I don't know. We got 2 hours, Kill.
I guess we. I know. I you know what? Talk to Mike around. I want to talk about.
Let's.
I want to talk about the fucking Arizona Steelers being cheated.
Okay, here.
Oh, Arizona Steelers. All right, let's. We got some people here in the store that wanted that we got to talk to. We also, in just a few minutes, as soon as.
Well, here, I'm going to go look around the store because I haven't been here in a long time. Right. So I'll give this back to somebody here.
All right, here, we'll
take trenches. Trenches.
You know
busy,
what? We'll give it to Gia here because Gia hasn't said hello yet. So as soon as some of the younger contingent under 18 people leave, we are going to give away some stuff that is completely not appropriate. There you go, Gia.
Are you going to show titties, too?
Oh, better than that. We've got porno to give away.
Oh, my God.
And lots of it. But to win it, it's going to be a painful process.
All right, what I want to know is you're recently divorced, so give me the dirt.
Yeah, you did divorce month, Stash. For those of you who don't know, Gia Ray, she's an artist. She's been on the show a couple of times. Her husband will live in infamy as being the ultimate cockblock. He jumped in front of a camera to stop photos being taken of a topless girl because he's a douche. And the reason he's called Month Stash is because he's got this weak little fuzzy facial hair thing that looks like he's not. It's not like real man facial hair. It's more like Italian woman facial hair.
It takes months to grow.
And hence the name
my
mustache.
My mustache grows in a week. His takes 3 months.
Okay.
I love when women admit that they get mustaches.
Oh,
that is
come
awesome.
On, we got it all.
Last week, you finally you didn't catch up that we lost the studio. I had to explain it to you again today because you couldn't catch up last week. But what I want to know is that we talked about. Him wearing underwear for 16 days in a row.
Oh, my God. How do you walk? Doesn't it get stiffened up after a while?
What happened? You don't want to talk about it?
You don't want to talk about it? Bye,
he's watching the show.
He's watching the show?
Who gives a shit? What's he going to do? Fly back here in time to kick your ass? I don't think so.
Yeah, so talk about it.
We already talked about his inability to grow facial hair, which results in a... they found Derek a step stool. We also talked about his inability to grow facial hair, which means a complete lack of testosterone. So we already know he's a big pansy, so let's talk about his crunchy underwear.
That's pretty much it. It's all summed up in 16 days.
16 days. Does he have like a calendar? Does he check it off?
No, I just assumed.
What, was it 60 days one time, or is it consistent?
I have no idea. Was it, I didn't keep track.
Was it funky?
I mean, we don't touch, talk.
What? What?
Well, no. You don't anymore, but then.
No.
No?
No?
Now, does he still live here, or did he flew off somewhere, didn't he?
He flew off.
He flew off somewhere. You don't seem too heartbroken, I got to tell you.
Oh, I've been over it. My mom's like, you're going to be sad for months. And I go, 9 days.
So she's single and ready to mingle. There you go, boys.
So So it only took you 9 days to get over him?
Yeah.
Well, I mean, not a whole lot to get over. I mean, it was kind of like a lesbian relationship since he wasn't a full-fledged man anyway, right?
We wear the same bra.
Oh my Lord!
So you no longer doing First Friday. What do you do now to promote your art?
You hate First Friday.
Yes.
Why do you hate
that?
First Friday?
Because it's a dive down there.
You can speak up.
It sucks.
Why does it suck?
Because there's homeless people and gay emos.
That's it.
And they make out in front of my tent. I really don't like it. That's not like.
Is the fact that they're gay, or is it the fact that they're emo?
It's a little bit of both.
See, the emo thing would bug me. Not so much the gay thing, but the emo thing would really bug me.
Okay, let me explain to you what he looked like. He had long blonde hair that went to here. No bangs. He had these zebra leggings on. purple cowboy boots.
And a giant camera hanging around his neck with an enormous flash.
No camera, but he was wearing this long shirt that looked like a dress.
Outstanding.
And then this other emo kid with the feather, the coat jacket thing, walks up there with his swoop hair.
Swoop?
Yeah.
Flock of seagulls haircut.
You know what I mean? And he gets up there with it and starts making out with the guy in front of my tent for 45 minutes.
45 minutes? Wow.
Would you have a timer on it?
I know.
First Friday, I'm looking at the clock. I'm ready to leave.
Wow. Okay. That is... creepy beyond all creepiness. Okay. So now you're free. Where are you going to put your art up at now?
Well, there's this new gallery that's opening up on Fremont Street.
Mm-hmm.
It's already opened.
It's in Neonopolis. I'm going to put some in there.
That's still open? Neonopolis is still up, huh?
I'm going to wait a while. I don't want to start anything, and then a month is gone.
Well, they've taken out Jillian's to put in the Star Trek experience. Uh-oh, you're not taking off, are you, man? Uh-oh.
I think it was a whole three people last time I was in the Indianapolis. It was me, the other black dude cleaning the floor, and the guy closing all the stores. The guy closing all the stores because no one's shopping.
Oh, man. So you've got your art in there.
Not yet.
Not yet, but you're going to get
it. I'm going to see how it goes because everything in there fails.
Yeah, pretty much.
I don't want to just go
Fredericks
up there.
A Fredericks of Hollywood failed in there, for crying out loud. How do you have that happen? Yeah. Yeah, they used to have a Fredericks of Hollywood in there. It was really nice, too, but...
Why were you in there?
Cause
late night experiences?
No, because I like to keep my women frilly.
Trolling.
That's it. Have a good night, folks.
You can't boot me in person.
All right, so
I can drop the F bomb again.
All right. All right, are we clear?
What time does the store close?
Fucking A. All
right.
There you go. Trencher's got himself a Joker belt buckle. He's happy. Okay, guys, here's the deal. We are actually recording this on video as well as live streaming it. So if this video quality sucks for this, don't worry, it'll be better. So, dude in the Steelers shirt and the Tampa Bay hat, would you like to win some porn?
He would love to win some porn.
I want to win the porn.
You can win some porn, too. Now, we're not just going to give it to you. That'd be too easy. What? We're at 7:41. What time's break?
7:50.
7:50? So what we're going to do is we have a little contest, so to speak, for the porn that we can't talk about now. Well, we can talk about the contest. So there will be a contest for this. We're not going to instantly give it to you. We're going to make you work for it. So as soon as he gets done.
All right, so then we'll talk about the Super Bowl then. Because that's a nice, safe conversation.
Bring him over here. Come on over, man. Now, some of you may have actually watched the Super Bowl last Sunday. Apparently this guy here didn't, though, because he still seems to think that last pass that Warner tried to throw.
And say the word again. Pass.
That was a pass. See, the arm was going forward.
No, the arm was going forward.
You got to talk into the mic there, buddy. There you go.
The body was going forward.
What's your name, buddy? What's your name?
I believe it was Sam Shadow.
Sam Shadow. That's right. Sam Shadow.
He uses this porn day. Oh, I can't say guys that porn.
Get the mic on. Get the camera on. Porn day today. Now.
Wow, make him get off his ass.
All right.
Remember, there's children present.
I know the Kurt Warner thing. I don't think was so much. I think it was LeBron James impersonation. I think they got away with.
That's nice. That was really bad, wasn't it?
Yeah.
So all right.
It wasn't T.O. doing it. So of course they aren't going to call anybody but T.O. He was at home watching the game.
You know, fumble or incomplete pass when you only play half of a football game, you're not going to win it. So all right,
here's my question, because everyone's still talking about the Seahawks game, how they got cheated. But it's still, it was bad.
The Seahawks.
Yes.
You're going back in time.
No. I'm talking about because everyone's talking about how the referees cheated for them. Now, I think the Cardinals, if I understand, I think they had 105 yards in penalties. And some of the penalties were just ridiculous. Now, would you agree or disagree that the penalties they called on Arizona, at least half of them was probably not necessary?
I believe that there was one call that I would have...
What?
One call. I watched the game twice, and there was one game that I went, that was ridiculous.
Well, which call was that?
It was late in the second quarter. I can't think of the play right off the top of my head.
No.
All I know is the worst play of the entire game was when Harrison pushed that guy over on the punt. But,
yeah.
I mean... He got his 15 yards on that too, so
I gotta say I'm not exactly shocked that you agree with all the penalties. I
don't know why you would say that.
Taken aback, Sam. I'm flabbergasted, if you will. So you don't think maybe that? I think they did actually set a new Super Bowl record. Christina walks by. I want to know if we're still here. They did. I think they set a record for penalties in this Super Bowl. You don't think maybe some of them were maybe bad calls?
I think the only refs that have been proven to cheat were in basketball.
Well, it's just because you haven't proved it yet doesn't mean it hasn't happened. I mean, the government's still putting their case together on bonds.
Speaking of which, Clemens will get to do some time, too.
Yeah, speaking of which, did you see they're trying to not include the drug results, the drug test results in this court case?
We'll talk about that in a little bit. That's something I definitely want to get into tonight. But there were penalties. Someone said something bad about Roethlisberger's mom. First down. I mean, come on. There was a serious.
I don't recall that flag. I really don't. Oh, maybe you're watching the Cartoon Network version.
Oh, Sam, so, I cannot wait for you to try and win some of this porn.
All right. Now they call it a lay hit. Hitting Roethlisberger late, and Warner was getting hit after he passed the ball, the whole game.
Or Harris, punching somebody in the back of the head while he's
Harrison
down.
Should have been ejected from the game.
I agree with that
100%.
Should have been. Oh yeah.
The minute
yeah.
it happened, I
didn't.
Looked at my father and said, "You know what? He should be pulled off the field for that." But. So that's not how it turned out.
Yeah, it's not how it turned out.
Next time, one of your teams that you want to win, I'll go down there and slip them $5 for you.
So what I want to know is why are you wearing a Pittsburgh shirt, a Tampa Bay hat?
I was born into a Pittsburgh family, and I chose to be a Buccaneer fan, but I still love them both.
I was going to say, that's a good way on Thanksgiving to make sure you don't get your ass kicked thrown out of the house without any turkey. That's a good way to cover all the people. Well, we are going to have Sam compete here shortly for some
eventually
for some DVDs.
Kind of an eventual thing.
Some DVDs with adult content involved.
And if Kelly would be so kind as to help us out with it, I would be really appreciative because trust me, this is the sort of thing she's going to like.
The cute little redhead over there. Is she old enough to work here?
You going to take that, Holly?
I mean, during this broadcast, of course.
Oh, absolutely.
Oh, yeah, totally.
Oh, she's. Holly's plenty fine. She's. Single
yes, she
and
is.
Ready to mingle. I got to throw that line out like a million times tonight.
Unfortunately.
Fantastic.
Holly, you're in big trouble.
Guys, don't forget, we are broadcasting live here from
Comic Oasis.
ComicOasis.com. If you're in Vegas, I highly recommend you come down because it is probably the coolest, best laid out, most well-lit comic book store here in town.
Personally, I like the back issue section. It has a fantastic, fantastic back issue section. What do you do? Murph's grabbing the camera for those watching at home. And what you doing there, Murph?
We've got the Iron Man.
Oh, God, that cool Iron Man. And Derek's going to have to show
that thing off. Life-size, man.
The eyes light up. How awesome
does he
is that?
Does he talk to or not?
I don't think he talks.
I bet if you talk to it.
I am Iron Man.
There you go.
Oh, I'll bring it over. Oh, you're going to go and get it?
Oh, you're kidding.
That ladder's too short.
Not the ladder.
I wait for him to crack out that funny laugh. That
oh, the shield.
We have wars.
This, if I had the money. Look at that.
Yeah, that's a rich man's toy right there.
A guy from Ireland just buy one. So.
A guy from Ireland just bought a Captain America shield?
Yeah, it's only made like $750 these
things. Really? Cool. What's the $750? What? Or 750 of them, how much are they worth?
However much you'll pay for it.
I mean, he was happy to get it. I mean, we called, he was like ecstatic that I had one or whatever. Well, actually, cool. I have three back there. So
three?
It's one of those things, every time they do a Captain America shield, there's different companies that do them, they always sell out. This one's the best one.
Show the backside, yeah.
Has like the leather straps so you can.
Oh, that's metal too.
Pounded steel. So yeah.
Ooh.
It's got little bolts on there. You can take it, put it on. The coolest thing is how they kind of laid it out. I talked to one of the guys who helped make it. Mm-hmm. How the star, if you hold it right, the star is going to stand up. You hold it down, star always stands. It's really, really well thought
out. They thought that out.
Cool. Get out! Come on!
run! They can't shoot you. You've got the shield.
Did that thing's worth more than that. I did that thing's worth more than Treacher's ex-house.
This is Vegas. Someone has to have a gun.
I'm telling you right now, I have the biggest erection I think I've had in like a week and a half.
Holly
bent over. Let's see if we can make. No, I'm kidding. I'm just playing. That was wrong. That was brutal. Wow. This is. And you know what? The thing that comes on the wall plaque is awesome. It's got the Operation Rebirth on the side. I mean,
yeah, it's a Shield logo on it. That's really
this
cool.
This is awesome. This is
ComicOasis.com. Wow. Get the phone number off the site if you want to buy it from Derek.
Murphy just got an erection.
Okay,
the shield.
Stop doing that to the shield.
This is great.
All right, so is all the kitties gone from the place?
No.
Is kitties in here?
I don't know.
They left. All right,
did they?
All right.
Are we clear?
All right.
Well, we only got 5 minutes.
I know, we got 5 minutes, so it's time to get away the porn. Come on.
Are we clear? Are aisles clear? He checks barely.
I think so, but I want to do it after the break because it's going to take a couple minutes. It's 7:50 now.
Yeah, we got to go to break in about 5 minutes.
Go to break. Oh, in 5 minutes?
5 minutes.
Well, do we give away how we're doing this? Because it's going to take longer than 5 minutes to do.
Right.
Possibly. Oh, we're good? Okay. Right. Okay, so here's the deal, guys. We've got porn. And we have safety goggles. So how this comes together is truly... Now, the last time these goggles were brought into the studio, I was wearing them. They don't fit.
I still got somebody in the nose.
Wait, were those the
Bukkake goggles. Yeah, I wound up wearing those and took the M&M or the Mentos and Diet Coke in the face, and then we started blowing up fruit, which was just unbelievably brutal. Now, Sam, do you like porn?
I like porn immensely. Yes.
And there's a lot of anal porn in this.
Sweet. They're all women, right?
Yeah.
This is from your personal collection.
Well,
he knows you.
Wow.
Yeah. No, yeah, he does know you.
I tried to see if we could get Foxy down here. She's out of town though.
Okay.
Oh, we found it.
We just found these. They were in Derek's cubby.
Like a box of kittens?
We found them in the studio after
we got kicked out of the studio, and we were cleaning them out, we found this giant box of porn. And so we've got some of those. We've also got some of Mr. Gerald Saunders' Spunky Gunk VOD cards.
Spunky Gunk?
Spunky Gunk. Long story. Oh, yeah, we'll tell you on the break. We've got all kinds of porn to give away. Sam? Do you have an aversion to pain?
Actually, no.
Oh, this is going to be great.
You're better.
So, no.
But Gia, you do not get to hit him.
Now, Gia, you want some porn too, right? Iffy? Yeah.
I'll take her porn.
Because it's all anal? Is that why? Oh, you live with your mom now?
We'll just start.
Are you afraid to come home and have your mom watching it?
Sam, let her have the mic there.
All you gotta do is like I did when I was living with my mom. It's called silent porn. You just watch the video.
Yep.
And imagine the sounds.
Have to do this with.
You do, but it moved away. Oh. All right. So, can we cut to break a little bit early?
Yeah, because
I can't stretch this out anymore, and I don't want to get into it just yet.
Well, he doesn't look like he speaks English.
Let's go to break.
Go ahead.
We'll go to break early. We're going to go to break a couple minutes early while we get this set up for you guys.
Actually, what I'm going to do is I'm going to take this moment to just kind of explain what's going on as you go set that up. Because standing behind Sinister Minister, grab a mic. He asked basically what happened. What happened to the studio? Well, for those of you guys who don't know, a couple of weeks ago, between us and the Olympic Garden, we basically separated our business relationship. Our mutual business relationship ended rather abruptly. If you go on to the site spankwagon.net, it gives more detail. But since we had to basically vacate the studio, we have been homeless. Spankwagon Radio has no official home anymore. LV Rocks actually has no official place, so LV Rocks follows us everywhere. And wherever Spankwagon lands, that's where LV Rocks is. So tonight, this is the LV Rocks studio.
All right. Man, we're homeless.
So this had to do with the Olympic Garden, you said?
Yes.
I don't stink yet, but I'm getting there.
That's why I'm still sitting here.
Right? No. So that's what's been going on, and we've been homeless. Now, again, you are listening to Spankwagon Radio. Find us online, spankwagon.net. Murph is going to go set up the contest here for just a little bit. I'm trying to think of anything else I can say to stretch. Go for it.
These run around anybody's balls before I put them on.
They very well. If they've been in Murphy's possession, the answer is most definitely yes.
Okay.
I just want to point that out. It's almost a sure bet.
And a chick with some.
Yeah. Because, again, it is Murph. And because it is Murphy, yes, a chick with some included, yes. So, all right, where are we at? Look at the time.
We have 45 seconds to stretch.
Yeah, 45 seconds. Oh, God. Right.
Tell everybody about your show in 45 seconds.
About my show.
Yep.
My show, Midnight Massacre Theater, best damned horror host show ever. Based out of Las Vegas, but I'm all over the country from California to Vermont on the cable access market. To Vermont, man. I'm telling you, to Vermont. Hawaii.
Oregon. Next week.
If you want to get the whole list, the schedule of the show, go to the MySpace page, myspace.com/Midnight Massacre Theater. I'll spelled out. It's the Sinister Minister page, and in my blog you get the whole schedule of times and stations and so on and so forth.
He's got bullets on
him. Space Wagon Radio. It's better than Midget Porn, but not by much.
I wanna rock!
Getting hush here, boys and girls. And then I'm not talking on some dude's pole, I mean, on the bong. I like to check out Spankwagon Radio, hosted by CanisHosting.com. I heard you can get website hosting for less than a dime bag. Now to the Poo Deck playlist.
Tell me not to play, all I gotta say to when you tell me not to play, I say no!
I,
what, where?
up, she wants to learn how to tie and wave. Oh, you gotta jump, jive, and bend the way, 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 you gotta jump, jive.
Oh my God, we're back. Thanks to Holly, we had a small power outage. Thus, that's why we lost the audio for a bit. But we're back. All is good. The stream didn't drop. Thank God for battery power. Spank Wagon Radio is the official website. You can find us online there, lvrocks.com. We're in the very temporary, one-night-only LV Rocks studios, which is now located in the Comic Oasis comic shop.
You guys are always welcome back.
Oh, thanks, Derek.
No, after dark, as long as the kids aren't around. We understand this, Derek. We don't blame you.
He's got to get some tape for
DeCast's
mouth.
Oh,
but
dude.
The thing is, I'm good at not dropping the F-bomb.
Bullshit!
What do you mean, bullshit? I'm usually good. I can be really good, because you remember when I was on Jody's show?
Yeah.
I'm really good at it. But tonight,
because there was a threat of an FCC fine with it.
I was just trying to answer that question. Asked the question. I could not get it out correctly, which is very strange.
It's understandable. All right. So now we're because we've been on
terrestrial radio. We've done a couple of little co-host gigs on that. So what we've got here now is we've got Mr. Sam Shadow. Sam of the aforementioned porn. And let's see. We have Wanted Teen Offenders, Three Holers, Teen Angels, Ripped. And Eat My Ass. Of those, which one would you like?
I think he likes the ass one.
I want to eat my ass too, man. That's awesome.
I think he buys comics from you.
Starring Tiana Lynn with Tina Fine, Megan, Vanilla Sky, and Jasmine.
Do you have anything with Cytheria?
No, unfortunately, that I do not.
Cytheria.
Yes, oh yes. So you'd like some porn?
Yes, I would like some porn.
Do you know what the retail on this is? Because I do.
I'm thinking about $40.
You are correct, sir. The retail.
He knows his porn.
$40.
In the internet, porn is free.
On the internet. So, by the way, we want to point out to the chat room. Everybody in the chat room, you guys are awesome, and thank you for keeping us up to date on what the audio is doing and how we're sounding and everything. Especially by Tor. All right, so what are we doing, Murph? Because I see you with this big.
Yeah, I got the big gun out.
You might want to grab the wireless.
Where's the wireless at?
He's got the wireless. Gentlemen, here's got the wireless. Thank you.
All right.
So, tonight I have with me the Vulcan, the fully automatic Nerf gun that is belt-fed, 25 shots of ammo, a little bit less than that thanks to me test-firing a couple of rounds. And, Holly, could you give me a hand with this? Do you have a second? I know you're doing... Okay. Now, Sam, we do have safety goggles for you. If you would like, eat my ass. Safety. If you would like eat my ass, all you have to do.
Wait, say that again.
If you'd like to eat my ass, all you have to do is you're going to want to take those glasses and your hat off. You put on those safety goggles. You just kneel down right here. And Holly's going to stand just a little bit further back over there with that. And she's going to take the entire ammo belt of this thing and shoot you in the face.
Okay.
We got a winner.
Not on my hands and knees.
Not on your hands and knees, but you do have to be on your knees. You do have to get down. So
Yeah. I would definitely get my hands on these now, for a fine white girl like Holly.
Get the camera. Now, let's see here. Now, Holly, we can't just have you do this normally. Yeah. You got to do it in the dress. That's right, guys. What? I brought the dress.
That ain't right.
Trencher, you want to do favor? Keep the camera on her. Oh.
It's even better.
Oh, yeah, because not only is she going to be in the wedding dress, she's in the crazy 88 mask.
Nice.
All right.
Now, you know, I don't understand. Why are you holding on to my ex-wife's wedding dress?
Because it's funny. Because it just further destroys the sham that was your marriage.
Now, did you give that to him? Or did
God damn.
I stole it from the garbage when she threw it. It was in a big protected box. Don't worry.
Yeah.
So, now, Holly's the only one so far, including myself, who'll put this on and won't barely squeeze into it. She's actually going to fit rather nicely into this.
No one knows.
Why is that? Because she has a nice ass figure?
God, shaped like a pencil.
Nice. So what's going on?
Well, thank God Derek isn't getting into the dress. That's a thankful thing.
Why not?
No, I don't know how to put on a dress, Derek.
It's a wedding dress, Derek.
Oh, so I don't think she do know how to put on the dress. Yeah. She looks confused. She really does.
Bring him back over to
the room. Okay, come on over here. Oh.
I'm stuck.
Oh, jeez. Derek, help the lady out there.
Help someone get out of that.
Is it
was
zipped
10
up?
Years ago.
No, it's the zip's on this side.
That's the last time you guys had sex.
I've been divorced for only a few months.
And you haven't had sex in the whole 10 years.
It does go down.
Yeah, it stayed in a box the entire time. Hey, look.
Clizzo in the house.
Clizzo showed up. Hey, Clizzo.
Hold on. Hold that way.
Right. Guys, try going over where the camera can go. You know, I am. He wants.
Yeah, no.
How do I sound, DK?
God damn.
Never been
yeah, no, we
longer.
Sound good. But god damn, how long does it take you to put on a fucking dress? Are you serious?
The camera so we can get Holly
no, she's never put on a dress in her life.
Now we're ready. There we go.
What's the last time you put on a dress, Holly?
I think we ran out of tape, Murph.
Uh-oh.
So it just started going in pause.
There we go. Now we got it.
We got a tape.
We didn't run out of tape. When the power got cut, we had to.
Chain smoker just walked by. Alrighty. Alrighty, once again, Murphy, go over the contest. Because she's taking forever. Go over the contest, Murphy.
Is it bad luck to wear a divorce woman's wedding dress?
So what the contest is going to be, basically, is that we are going to... We're going to put Sam on his knees with... There we go.
That's good enough. Oh my god! It took 2 hours for that shit.
That's how it looks.
I can put a one on faster than
that. We're gonna have Sam be on his knees, and he's wearing the safety goggles because we are concerned about safety.
Yeah, right.
And he's going to kneel down on his knees there, and Holly's gonna shoot him in the face with my fully automatic Nerf rifle. Here's the porn that he's gonna be in. He did choose "Eat My Ass."
I don't know. Is this on decap?
The last taboo yes. broken.
Yep.
So, there is. Wow.
Oh, God. Don't say there's real poop.
No, there's no poop, but...
Hate
but
flamingos for that.
Oh! He's a squirter.
Yeah, nice. Okay, so...
Not a shooter.
All right.
Okay, wait. More shit you'll never hear in a comic book shop ever again. Oh, she's
a squirter. Well,
all right.
Get down on your knees there, Sam.
No. Wait. What are we doing?
Oh,
it's fine like that.
Don't worry about it.
It's not that big of a deal.
Nice.
All right.
On your knees, if you would, please.
All this for porn.
What's the name of the porn again?
Name of the porn?
Eat my ass.
Dun,
please.
Dun.
Yeah.
This is awesome.
Let's get an establishing shot here.
How many shots does he have to take?
There you go. He's got to take the whole
clip. The whole clip has to go.
It's about 25.
All right, there's Holly. And there's...
Well, how about this? How about this? How about this?
Go for it.
Go ahead.
Hit the man! Hit him! There you go.
Oh, you missed him half the time.
Take a facial for eat my ass.
There you go.
Oh, wow. Sam, thank you very much.
Thank you.
Sam, everybody. Now
it's time for...
Hold on. Get a mic.
Now, Sam,
You can take your one DVD and you can just leave, or you can take one more shot, just one, from the Widowmaker.
for the porn card?
For all of them?
For the card.
For all of them?
For the porn card.
For an extra one.
For an extra one? Or how? Oh, God. Is that the one you did the spring thing to?
Oh! That shit fucking hurts.
Ooh-hoo. You see, Murphy has this bad habit. He likes to hack Nerf guns.
He likes to do white boy shit.
Yeah. Total white boy shit. No, he likes to hack Nerf guns. And what's going to happen here is this thing has a basically the equivalent of what? A screen door spring? A garage door spring?
Screen door spring.
Yeah, it is a screen door spring. It's brutal, it's violent, and it's painful.
But yes, it is.
I will give you this, plus your choice of another DVD, and...
And?
Two Spunky Gunk VOD cards. If
Spongy.
You take, Spongy Gunk, whatever. If you take one shot in the junk.
Oh! Holly doesn't, he'll take it. Because her aim is shit.
No, wait. We need, because there's only one shot, wait. So she has to basically line this shot. Where's the, give me this.
Now, we're not going to let you get on the off chance she hits you in the hip or something. She's going to have to get in range. No safety goggles, nothing.
Wait, what are you going to put the strap? Never mind.
Oh, jeez.
I think I'm going to take, give me the mic.
I'm going to take
hey, Holly.
My eat your ass and run.
Okay. Hold on. Now, I'm not above negotiation.
Oh, here we go.
So, can we not have that on my crutch, by the way?
Ain't nothing to see there anyway.
I give you two more DVDs and three Spunky Gunk VOD cards.
My girlfriend will kill me. She's 20 years old and she needs all the help I can get.
This isn't... Look, you're wearing jeans. It's not that painful.
I don't believe
it's a Nerf dart, not a like.
Larry, will you let me shoot you in the ass cheek with this thing too if it doesn't hurt?
You know what? You can shoot me in the fucking ass cheek.
I can shoot you in the ass cheek.
No, Larry, go ahead.
Larry,
he's already up
here.
There. Fuck that.
Larry's coming up. All right.
I know how fast that shit goes. All right.
Hey, someone in the camera.
Okay. What happened, man? IRS.
Bend over.
Is a nigga pay your bills?
More memories. Okay.
Has anybody ever noticed this happens a lot to anybody who's one of Murphy's friends?
Well, that wasn't too bad.
See?
I've taken harder things.
Whoa!
I told you not to tell anyone about that. All right, Sam. For two more DVDs and three Spunky Gunk video cards.
Three.
That's $120 worth of stuff right there.
Oh, really?
For one shot to the sack from this.
I'm going to keep my sack intact.
Oh, all right. Okay. He's wussing out. You can't really blame him on that. So, guys, again, let's hear it for Sam. He doesn't want to get shot.
Come on, Sam.
Oh, Sam. All right, Sam, there's your DVD. Thank you much, sir.
Thanks, Sam.
All right, Trench, why don't you introduce some of the other people that have wandered by while I load the gun up for a second round?
All right, why don't you hand me the wireless? Because we have people showing up, so why don't we just kind of do this real quick?
So.
You've already chatted with her. Gia Ray was already here. Say hello.
What's up, everybody?
And if you guys don't remember that very, 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 very quiet voice, that's Clizzo. And the last time we saw Clizzo, we almost got him in deep trouble. How did we almost get you in trouble again?
Yeah, I got a lap dance from Zuzu.
Ah, yes.
God damn, I didn't get a lap dance from Zuzu. I just got a full-out jump on me hug on my birthday.
There you go. At
that
least
was
something.
Nice. Yeah. Not as good as the lap dance.
No, not as good as the lap dance.
You fucking hate Moby.
You know, you're right, too. If you just look at get the camera over here. Decaf, can you run the video camera real quick?
Uh-huh.
Yeah, it's Moby.
No, it's not Moby.
So, I was going to go somewhere with this. Decaf, anything you want to say? I can't think of where I'm going with this.
Well, I don't know. That depends if Clizzle wants to take it for some porn.
Gia wants some porn, so we need to figure out
Gia's
how to
next.
Get Gia some porn. I don't know what Murph has in plan. I know he's reloading, so I don't think any more. I don't know, more people taking it in the face. And poor Holly. Holly's just standing here in the dress.
I know, she's hot as fuck, boy.
Dude, that's my ex-wife's wedding dress.
Holly, you can take the dress off.
That's the best thing ever in that wedding dress.
Joker asked, is the lap dance in the archive? Unfortunately, no. Is it?
That's a video show. Yeah.
Was that a video show? I mean... It's just not as good quality. All right,
so Gia, step on up. Which one do you want?
All right, so we got to get some porn.
I can't read this. This is just gross. This is like porn of 27-year-old women acting like they're 17.
Acting like they're 17. Nice.
We have teen offenders.
Teen offenders? I know. Try the camera.
Goddamn, man. The wrong way. I need some assistance. You got it? Is on me? Yes. We have teen offenders. Yes. God, this is just so dirty. We got three holers. How's your game? We have teen angels. Look at that, guys. Don't jack off too much, man. All right? Ripped. Now, we said ripped for down for the rest of the night.
Ripped. Get where's Sinister? He already left, didn't he?
Yeah,
so Sinister's up, he can just go.
Ripped.
Can't do it quite the same as he can.
So which way you want to do it?
Oh, I love this. Joker in the chat room asks, is three holers about a bunch of fun-loving bowlers?
You want which way you want?
Here, I got the wireless.
So which porn do you want?
Read them to me again.
That was classic, wasn't
make
it?
Sure
oh dear!
Come on, make pick sure one. Goddamn, you can't read.
Let me take a look at the three hole.
Okay, Jesus, you know, like, you're not doing this to me. You're not, because you pissed me the fuck off last week when you acted so stupid. Those roots aren't blonde. Stop acting like it. Okay? No, they're not really blonde. We know you're just trying to be trendy stupid. Okay? And there is no trendy stupid when you're dealing with Spankwagon Radio. We're not having it.
Teen offenders.
So now you've got the goggles on. You know what you got to do, right?
So pick a goddamn porn.
Thank you. Trendy fucking stupid mother.
Three holers.
Oh god, here we go. So she's
double dribble.
She's going for the double dribble. She's going for the three holers. It's a porno about bowlers.
Blades of steel.
Thank you, Joker. Steal now. Stealing joke from Joker.
Joker.
You think there's four holes? Man, you're kinky. One behind the knee. This explains mustache problems. Oh my god, explains everything now.
Goddamn, you're so much funnier divorced.
Alright, so.
It's funny how divorce brings shit out, people, isn't it, Trisha?
I'm not even going to go there. Hey, wait a minute. Notice how easily she went into the submissive mode?
I know. Seriously, she dropped to her knees and started drooling. It was fantastic.
Are you looking down their shirt?
She was rebirthized.
Yeah. Good to you. There you go.
She's always wanted Murphy to blast her in the face.
I've been there once or twice.
Now she's all giddy. Look at the smile. I just chewed her ass out. And she's all, oh, man, she's zipping it up. Nice. Don't worry. I got x-ray on this camera. Dare to catch a dart in there. Test shot. All right. So, Gia, for a bunch of porn, for three holers, face full of darts.
Oh, she's gonna. You'll choke. I mean, you will.
Yeah, you may not want to open your mouth, Gia. All right.
The black men know how to keep them docile.
Oh dear.
Yeah, your knees very good.
Four, three, two, one. Oh, heads down.
That's the
hey, man. Oh, nice. All right.
Take it.
So yeah. Is she going to take it in the balls for an extra three fucking porn cards?
She's bowler. We've got to kick you back to him. Toast says in the chat room, don't open your mouth. You don't know where Murph has had those darts. yes. Little Timmy gerbils ate the Ocho. What? Oh, okay.
Yes, three holes.
Oh, this is awesome. This is so Spank Wagon Radio. Oh,
Clizzle's already getting a text. Where you at, motherfucker? Where you at?
Wait. Let me see what it says here. Come on now.
You gotta read it out loud.
Will you be home by 11?
The appropriate response is, no, bitch, now leave me alone.
No, we're going to see what he says. Ready? I don't know. Sure. Oh, I don't know. Right.
I don't know.
No. His answer is going to be, yes, dear. Get your ass over here. I'm the one running around.
I didn't want to walk in front of the camera. All right, so
she
is the proud new owner.
So she can't do that to
three holders.
She can't do that to extra cards?
Well, let's see here. For extra cards, Gia. Gia, for extra cards. Are you willing to take a shot from the big bad Nerf gun right in the boob?
Why not?
All it took was,
wow,
all it took
why
was
not?
A card, too. Can you believe that?
That's what I'm talking about.
Okay, now. Oh, jeez.
What was said?
The liquidy, the liquidy one.
Larry, I need your help real quick. I need you to keep the mic on her. Oh, boy.
By the way, you're listening to the greatest internet radio show ever. This is
Spagwagon Radio, baby.
And we're live at Comic Oasis tonight, comicoasis.com. That's our new...
That's our
temporary studio for the evening. As G-Ray, an artist, you know, highbrow entertainment here where an artist is getting shot in the boob for movies, for porn. Fucking highbrow. This is Spankwagon.
Are you ready?
Yeah, I'm ready. Let's do it.
Put the DVD down.
She's showing off the DVD.
Let's do it.
Four, three, two, one. That didn't hurt.
Did you go?
Oh, wait, isn't
she's
that the same thing you asked Mustache?
She liked that one. She just.
There you go.
She's getting a titty slap.
Oh, but, my goodness.
By the way, in the chat room, Zorster says all your darts are greasy, and Joker says they smell of gel.
Yeah, pretty much.
How do so many men know this information about your darts?
Now, let's see, is there anyone?
Is there anyone else? Well,
what? What's wrong? Everybody's like all nice now. Yeah, no.
I'm not going to run off any more of Derek's.
You already ran off.
You already ran off. You know, potential life customer.
You should have been here, Clizzo. Boy and his dad took off. Well, we ran out of the board.
We ran out of here.
I don't blame anybody. Oh, my God. All right. So, Spankwagon on that. We got a few more minutes to go before we go to our next break.
Hey,
we got about 10
Clizzo.
Minutes. Clizzo, come
you
on
want
over there, Mike.
Uh-oh. What do you say, man? Possibly shots to the face. What do you say?
Well, we'll let you guys handle that.
Let's do it right now.
Come on, let's do it right now. All right.
Why not? All right. So you gonna need those goggles from GRA?
Well, give it to Clizzo.
You gotta load up the gun.
Clizzo.
Oh my God. So yeah. See, this is what happens when we get we lose our studio. We need a new place. And the kindness. Of sucker. I mean, people like Derek and Comic Oasis, who's been frequent guests on our show, who've really been really cool. And, I think the last time we had Derek on was the trivia contest in the studio.
That was
fucking
terrible.
Horrible trivia contest.
That was horrible trivia contest.
Because everybody was thinking all these difficult and challenging questions, and everybody was like, I don't fucking know. What the fuck are you talking about?
You guys could have get one question right.
I mean, it was an hour of despair. It was an hour of disaster. It was so sad.
It was sad. Look, even Joker said they bombed that quiz. Bombed is an understatement.
That shit wasn't the quiz. That was sort of like the Saturday morning cartoon bar exam. That wasn't a quiz. There was no quiz to this.
It was.
It wasn't. What color is a Smurf? No. It was, okay, give us the specific hex code that was used for the blue coloring in Papa Smurf.
Now, give it now. It's like, no, come on, give me just a second.
And you only have 2 seconds. There is no looking this answer up. No, it was the bar exam of Saturday morning
cartoons.
It
was a bar exam.
It was insane.
I must say, I think I would have done worse than they did. I would have really bummed.
That's the thing. I love our listeners. Our listeners kick so much ass. However, they are too damn smart for their own good some days. They are all way too much. Like, Mensa looks at us, and they go, wait a minute, no, hold on. You're good, but we don't want you around. You know, I mean, it's just...
I think Clizzo got lucky because I can't get no video evidence because my camera died.
Oh, well, right. We've got plenty
of
evidence.
All right.
Tons of evidence.
All right, so which one you want? You were ripped.
How about you pick one for me?
Teenage... Oh.
What? Yeah. Be a man. Pick a porn.
No, I'm the best friend. I can pick his porn.
Do you also give him the reach around in the morning?
Yes, I do.
Oh, never mind then.
Goddamn, his shit is hard as fuck, too.
He's smaller than me. He makes me... He's so anorexic, he makes me look like Murphy.
He's not small down there, my friend.
Oh. And Ivory. Oh.
My brothers forever believe that we did some shit at our camping trips. We didn't do nothing. All right.
Nothing that can't be discussed.
All right. My audio's too. Sorry about that, guys.
All right, you get it ripped.
All right, Clizzo,
I'll be back
you
off
might
the
want to take your glasses off.
I'll just cover them.
Just cover them up?
Yeah.
All right, buddy, assume the position.
Joker's even saying you should pick your own porn. But no, they're best friends. Lovers.
Not lovers.
He said you were.
How much time we got?
Oh, we got plenty of time. Just shoot him in the face.
I just said we fuck every once.
I still can't believe Sam Shadow wouldn't take a shot in the nuts.
I know.
What a good guy to hang around and put up with us and talk football and So give him credit. Give him ripped on for an hour.
Awesome. Let Joker say his sword again. That's why he was all on Foxy when she came in town. All right, when he came in town.
Yeah, Joker was like all on the wall, so he didn't have to be near her.
That a pretty hot chick just bought a shitload of comic books. I mean,
and action figures.
Does she?
Oh, she coming for you.
She's a winner.
She's got a boyfriend live, motherfucker. How many times you jizz in her face?
Jesus, back to this. Back to this, seriously. Can I ask a question, Decaf?
Yes.
Are you desperate that you have to know everybody else getting into the face?
Yes.
Okay. Yeah, exactly. He takes to the face, everyone does.
Let's have we're going to have Derek do the play-by-play on this one.
Yeah, Derek, real quick, give us.
Well, Holly's leaving now, so.
Talk to us about real quick.
Holly.
Pimp.
She's got zombies to go.
Yeah, Derek, pimp your site.
Okay. Holly's going off to go play with her friends.
Bye, Holly.
Tell me how she tastes.
Jesus. All right, so Murphy's lining up to shoot another man in the face
again
with a big gun. This is Derek from Comic Oasis, a cat over on 323. Whatever, I'm giving the wrong information, aren't I? Oh, over on 3121 North Rainbow Boulevard.
Hey, y'all talking about me, shit.
In the Walmart Shopping Center with Spank Wagon Radio, having a good time.
All right, you ready, Clizzo?
Don't break him, he's skinny.
All right, here comes
the
test shot.
Tonsils!
All right, tonsils! Oh! Oh my god! They shot Moby! Everybody's called the spongy gunk face. There you go.
You've a spongy gunk face.
He's got
dude.
A spongy gunk face. Awesome.
You took it like a man.
Yeah, he did. That was nice. That was the best shooting.
But you know, we got to do something very uncomfortable for him to win more porn. And I think I have an idea of what it is. I want a CD calf. Just grab your ass for a couple seconds, put it on camera, and you get the rest of the porn that we have. That's
No. That's, come on. He's just grabbing another man's ass. Here's your porn.
They do that all the time anyway.
Really? Oh, okay. Never mind then.
No.
That's par for course. I'm getting shot down.
We've got all sorts of things we can do with that.
Derek, aren't you just so happy you invited us out? And
of course. I love having you guys around. As long as you guys clean all this crap
out. Well, what are we going to do? Don't have because I have a good spank.
If we ever get
question.
To it. By the way,
no, we get into it after the fucking break.
I got to point out, Holly made these.
I told her to make some name tags. Yes. She's good. Holly's a Photoshop pro.
This is fantastic. If you haven't seen these on the camera yet, every one of us has our name.
All right, so what's the contest?
Spankwagon logo.
Grab his ass.
These are awesome.
Grab his ass. 3 seconds, what?
No.
I was just trying to. So wait, these are great. These are awesome.
So we're going to take them with you.
You better damn
plastic thing, just a sign.
Oh, I was like, the plastic thing?
When's our break anyway?
We got about 4 minutes before we head to our next break.
All right, because I have a good spank discussion question.
Yeah, when we come back, we'll do a spank discussion.
We'll start wrapping it in and
all
wrap
right,
it
so what do you want for to get the 5-minute card?
The porno card. See, I don't know, man. There's all kinds.
See, I had an idea, and then you shot it down, and
well,
you have nothing.
Deal. Grab it
nothing.
Ass. Nothing?
Oh, God.
Nothing.
I should have never opened my mouth.
Grab an ass ain't nothing to me.
Pictures? Can you send it to your wife's phone? No? Don't lie to me, boy.
He's a phone that is worthy of our geekiness.
It's funny. His wife actually talked to you.
I know.
At my Super Bowl party. That was shocking.
Maybe I can find the better human in him. Not after this.
Definitely not after this.
For another DVD and a card, I'd like you to send a picture of my bare naked ass to your wife.
Oh! No! Wait! Get away from the window! Get away from the door!
I'll turn this way.
Oh wait, we have to see this too. Oh man, this is
holy. That's fake.
Are you
gonna
put this on the camera too?
Well, is it legal to put on the camera?
Yeah, it's totally legal to put on.
Why? This dude showed us ass to like a million people.
I do not. Really, seriously. This, I looked. I can't believe it. That's just not right. Well, you should have taken a photo so we can clean this shit up.
Do not come near my asshole.
Oh, my God.
Yeah,
This is just wrong. Yeah, shoot the gun at his ass. Scope points out, I thought the mere presence of Spankwagon at Comic Oasis was scaring away customers. This is just overkill. Nah. This is Spankwagon.
Yeah, you gotta watch it.
Derek knew. He knew. No way he couldn't have.
Dude, the
do apologize for everybody listening at home, though. If our audio's off, it's because we are homeless. We do not have our own home studio, and makes it a little more difficult.
They sent the picture to me, man. I already seen it. Oh, is it going? Oh, shit.
Joker just said, turn the camera away. I'll give you a dollar. Too late, motherfuckers.
Yes,
Zorster, my monitor just flamed out.
He's justifying it. He's sending the message that says, it's for porn, honey.
Little Timmy in the chat room says, this is pretty gay. This must be the King Hess show.
Oh, and it is sent. Glizzo. Here's some porn for you.
More porn, sir.
Teen Angels. Starring a Harmony and a $5. Harmony. How do you say it?
Spongy Gunk?
$5 foot long.
There you are, sir. Some free porn
for Miss
Thank you.
Yeah, Spongy Gunk, by the way, we'll say in the chat room right now, that's Mr. Gerald Saunders, sir. Company.
Yes, absolutely.
So, you know, Mr. Gerald Saunders, sir, has been hanging around the chat room, and I want to. We got about a minute, so I'm going to do this real quick before we go to our break. We have to do mad props for everybody who's been hanging out with us.
Mad
absolutely.
Props.
So first off, I don't have the audio loaded. I apologize again. Being homeless sucks.
He's
got
outside.
A phone call already. What the fuck is this?
What the fuck is this shit? Put that phone out.
Oh, well, you know what? Fuck it. We'll go to break. We'll be back in a minute. This is Spankwagon Radio.
You're listening to Spankwagon Radio. Gotta load up his paycheck, Chris.
Ladies and gentlemen, you are listening to Spankwagon Radio. Spankwagon.net is proudly hosted by CanisHosting.com. For all of your metal needs, it is brutal.
I'm only happy when it rains.
All right, we are back. Spank Wagon Radio. Find us online, spankwagon.net. And we got to do this, even though I don't have the audio loaded, we got to give out our mad props because we got a lot of people hanging with us tonight. First off, 1077 The X, Joker, Little Timmy, Mr. Gerald Saunders, Sir, Scope, Toe, Virtual One, Zerster, I can never pronounce that fucking name, Bytor, Decaf, Radio X UK, and he left Comic Oasis and went right home and got online, and he's listening to us now, Sam Shadow, who got some porn from us. So thank you so much. This all is right. Awesome.
all right, I won the.
So wait, I gotta do it. So everybody in the chat room, just gotta say mad props.
That's right.
Thank you so much.
We gotta give props to the people that came to the.
Oh, absolutely. Yep. Props to Clizzo.
Yep, Clizzo, mad props.
Who just got beaten pretty badly? I'm guessing over the phone. There.
Yeah, he did.
No, yeah,
he did. Motherfucker.
Oh, nothing to do with that. Has she gotten that photo yet? Oh, good.
Nice.
Are you gonna need some more porn? Or Mad props to Gia.
Hey, Gia.
To Larry, who's been just wonderful all night. He's been
Larry,
hanging out.
Larry, come
with
over
us.
Here, man.
Come on over, Larry, because we're gonna have a big spank discussion this week.
Yes.
Who's got the wireless?
It's right here.
Gia just pulled it out of her crotch. All right.
Ooh.
All right, Space Discussion. space Discussion tonight. I got a lot of participants. That's good. All righty. I need Derek. I need you on this one, man.
He's working. Let him work.
Oh, okay.
He's being a responsible business owner. Right.
If there's one superhero, it's got to be a dude.
Uh-oh.
Oh, no.
That you have to fucking blow.
What? No, wait,
you
what?
Swallow his jizz, and you get his superpowers.
No.
Which one would it be and why?
Oh, no, dude.
What? That's foul. That is wrong.
The thing, all you got to do is suck it one time, and you get their fucking superpowers for the rest of your life.
I couldn't do it.
No, bullshit.
Come on.
Come on.
Superman would blow out the back of your head.
All right, say if it did it. Would Superman be your choice?
No, definitely not Superman.
So who you choose?
Oh, God. That's awful. That's
wait,
awful.
You want the powers of God?
No. Gosh. Yeah, they're really
Femi. You got to pick a dude.
God.
Come on, man.
Okay, maybe Spider-Man, but then, you know, Peter Parker wasn't known to be the most hygienic character.
And in the movies, he was emo, so it's almost there.
So what you're saying is you're terrified of Spider-Man's swamp ass.
Yeah. Yeah.
Outstanding.
That means, maybe Bruce Wayne, you know.
Wait.
Then
he's the power. I know he has a
whole
power. Bruce Wayne's dick, that's all.
You just want the money. He just wants the money there.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
All
right, pick someone now. Pick it quick.
That's hard.
Final answer.
Okay, we'll go with Spider-Man.
Spider-Man. Come on, Spider-Man. Give me your web. Oh, geez.
Thwip.
All right, that's an awful question.
Gia, this is almost like... This isn't even there.
This is a Thursday.
Yeah. All right, let Gia have the mic there, Larry.
Share Larry.
Thank you, Larry.
So how many different superheroes would you blow and take all his superpowers?
Oh, jeez.
Yeah.
I know, all right. If you had to eat some Snatch, whose Snatch would it be?
Poison Ivy?
Poison Ivy?
Why Poison Ivy?
Got a thing for redheads.
See,
it's not as fun. I mean, well, it's fun picking, but
it's really
not as horrific.
Depreciating of a question, I guess, but okay, we'll take that.
Well, I really don't right. know. I don't know.
Right. Well, wait, you take it in the pipe? I don't know.
All right, the question is: Derek the mic here.
If any superhero you had to blow them, swallow their load, and you get their superpowers, which one would it be? Yeah, like a list of 20.
Going over the screen.
There's the laugh.
This. I mean, once again, a superpower. I don't know.
Hey, why?
Aqualad.
Aquaman, shit, he's already faggot.
I guess maybe. I don't know. I mean.
Come on, now. Superpowers.
The Max Immortal. Yeah, that's the it or whatever. The Max Immortal, yeah.
Oh.
See? That would definitely.
And why?
Well,
he's just like Superman, but he's like cool. That would probably be it.
That'd be yours?
That would be mine, yeah.
Okay, very cool.
What was your choice? Poison Ivy?
She has these stats.
A thing for redheads. It's kind of not really a valid answer.
Yeah, I know she's
answer,
like three
but
holes.
But
there we go.
Boy, thank God Holly left. All right,
go to Clizzo.
All right,
Clizzo. You're the question, Clizzo. So who would it be?
James L's not a superhero.
No matter what
he
tells
black's
you.
Black's not a power, okay? Black Dynamite coming to a theater soon.
All right.
I think I'm going to go with the Hulk.
The Hulk?
The Hulk. Nice. I don't know. Just
did that.
Oh wait! There's a logistical. No. Actually, if you think about it, it's probably pretty easy. He's never ripped the crotch out of his pants.
Yeah.
He's probably hung like an ant.
But can you imagine him throat fucking?
Why would he choose the Hulk?
They can't hear you.
I don't know.
Which one would you have to? Hulk. Oh, that's a good question.
No.
You
just turn to the Hulk and rips
your head off. But again, Derek, has the Hulk ever ripped his pants? No. His crotch is always there.
That's why he wears the long.
Yeah, the crotch never grows.
That's why, that's why the Hulk
wearing spandex.
The Hulk wear capris.
Hulk jizz.
So
he's a big banana hammock guy. There we go.
So why the Hulk?
I'm thinking just because it's like the total opposite of me. Because I'm quiet and
tiny and white.
Thanks.
And he's actually, big and angry and green.
Actually, last week, Clizzo was kind of sick. He was a little green.
Oh, yeah.
He was sick.
That was kind of brutal.
All right, Trencher.
Hi, Trench.
Who would you choose and why?
Oh, Jesus.
Jesus?
No.
Sick. He wants to be a zombie. That's what it is.
Oh, gosh. Wolverine.
Wolverine?
Wolverine.
God damn it, you always steal my shit, motherfucker.
Wolverine. Because that way I could heal that mental psyche problem I'm going to have after the fact. And
stole my shit.
I can slip my wrist because I'm so depressed and be back normal minutes.
Adamantium covered jizz.
I could get hung at a KKK rally if I was Wolverine and still fucking make it out.
Yeah, that's true.
All right, Murphy, who would you choose?
Yours was Wolverine as well?
Well, it was Wolverine, but... I'll pick somebody else.
Okay, you think of someone else. Me, it's simple. It'd be Franklin Reed.
Franklin Reed.
Yeah. Oh, God. Franklin he can create Reed. Entire universes.
That's
why
right.
not?
Kid who has the ability to reshape reality to his will. So I'd reshape it, and that never would have happened.
But unfortunately, we'd all be fucked. I mean, it's your world we're talking
about.
Yes,
and he's
here.
A kid, which makes it even creepier.
Oh,
oh no. Oh, Murphy.
Wait. If you say he does it when he's, he became Galactus for a while.
Oh, Franklin Richards. I'm sorry. Yeah,
Richard. We knew.
Yeah. Hello. We knew. Sorry. I'm getting my gay porn stars confused.
And by the way,
whoa.
God, we got it. Still really cool hanging out here. I just got to say that.
All right. I guess who I would choose if I can't be Wolverine, I would choose Professor X. I will fuck with everybody's fucking brains.
Oh.
I make you think you're a fucking little
guy. You do it for the parking
spot. No. Think about it.
He just likes to mess with people in wheelchairs.
Yeah.
They can't get away.
You can't get it up. You gotta kill yourself. You can't get your fucking dick up. Kill yourself.
People in wheelchairs are running. Where the fuck is a hill? I need a fucking downhill. No, actually, you know what? What it is? He'll do that, and then he'll project that image of blowing Professor X to everyone around him constantly until we all go batshit insane.
Is Professor X limp?
Yeah, I know.
He's a soft.
No, he has to fuck aliens, so maybe.
You get a soft served or what?
Is it like Christopher Reeve where you got to get a Swedish pump and someone to work the glands?
Too much. Way too much.
Oh, no. It's a perfect amount.
I can't believe we found Derek's limit. That's a first. That's awesome.
Way too much. So,
well, give a shout out to your place, man. Goddamn.
We're talking about our place. We're here now. Comic Oasis. Why aren't you people here?
Because you're supposed to be closed.
Well, if I'm here, sometimes I'm here at 3 or 4 o'clock in the morning. Just not.
Has anybody ever just stopped by 3 or 4 in the morning when they saw the lights on?
Oh, yeah, all the time. It's like, yeah, it's like, what are you doing?
Are you like the Odyssey of.
It's white women he met on MySpace.
I like working.
I'm going to ask you now, again.
He likes
how many
working.
Times have you fucked at your place?
Never once.
Nah, you fucking liar.
Hey, we're not like you, man. How many times have you had sex in the library? When people not your...
I can't answer that question. There. Seriously.
Dewey Decimal, baby. Dewey Decimal.
Well, Derek, we
He's like, oh, these encyclopedias are fucking awesome.
Oh, God. Oh, God. Thesaurus, thesaurus. Derek, we gave
this is my book over here.
Whose author are you? Okay. Well, Derek, we gave away all the porn DVDs. So we're gonna give you these, the cards.
Oh, wow! I'll give this to all my guys out there who need this stuff.
There you go,
Holly. I'm sure she could use some.
Should we have given some porn to Holly?
Holly, yes, definitely. I don't know.
Oh, shit.
I have no idea. Holly, she's gonna play video games. They're probably playing with Christina. They're playing like Left 4 Dead or Zombie.
That's exactly
game right
what.
Now.
Yeah. And Larry, we got two for you, buddy. Oh, thank you. For coming out. Thank you, sir.
Did you get your car too? You got two cards.
Oh yeah, she's got the videos. Yeah.
She's all loaded up.
Oh,
a card and your number?
All right. So, Gia, you going to be truthful with us or you going to lie? How many times do you masturbate
hold on.
In a day?
I hate saying it, guys. I got to start playing the music.
Yeah, no. Hold on. No,
wait.
What's that?
I don't have time for that shit.
Women fucking lie.
Yes, they do.
You know, you have no time for that.
Real estate?
The market's dead. Dead.
Like your relationship with Munstack.
They're lied.
Oh, that ain't right. All right. I'm going to start killing some of the mics here.
Don't kill my mic.
All right, bring the wireless out.
All right, kill me.
Ladies and gentlemen, you've been listening to the greatest internet radio show ever. This has been
Spankwagon Radio, baby.
And you know what? First off, we got to say a big thank you, Derek, ComicOasis.com.
Absolutely.
Thank you so much.
And I don't have to suck his cock this time. That's the beauty of it.
Big
this
thank you.
Time.
Larry.
Oh, yeah.
Gia.
Thanks to Larry.
Clizzo.
The chat
Sam
room.
Sam Shadow. Everybody Sam who played Shad. Along. Yes. Chat room, thank you so much for hanging out with us and keeping us in check with the audio.
Also, I got to say this, guys. You are setting records for us. This is the second week in a row. We have never had this many live listeners
I know.
Before.
This is
you guys are setting new records for us. And think all it took was us getting kicked out of a studio and not really having a place to do the show.
Or it's because we are an award-winning internet radio show.
We are an award-winning show.
On a wrestling internet site.
On a wrestling site. But by the way, big ups to the syndicates, 107.7 The X, Door From Hell Radio, Fox FM, KC Host.
No, there is no Fox FM right now. Fox FM has been shut down for the time being.
Lace, get back on the air soon,
absolutely.
Man.
Absolutely.
LV Rocks, which we are, technically. Radio X UK.
Jimmy.
Yeah, come on, Jimmy. Oops, someone turned
Please,
my mic off.
For fuck's sake.
You turned your mic off.
Radio X UK, Showdown Network, Steel City Radio, and Trax Radio. Big, big thank you to all of our syndicates still with us because we're still doing this because we love radio.
Wow. It's been a cool night. It's been a lot
it's
of fun.
Cool night's an understatement.
Yeah.
Awesome night.
Huge thank you to Derek for calling me back.
Once again.
Saying, dude, come on
we,
down.
We appreciate
Absolutely.
This because
thank you very much.
We're so homeless. By the way, next week we're going to be coming from a secret location where porn is everything.
Well, guys, Mr. Gerald Sun is...
So much for secret.
And
oh.
Damn, every time.
Every time.
You know, black,
okay,
man.
We'll
you know black
man's
lips just
post.
Keep on flapping.
And one more time, guys. Come down to Comic Oasis, 3121 North Rainbow. It's a corner of Cheyenne and Rainbow in the Walmart Shopping Center. Check the website, comicoasis.com. He has a forum on there.
Forum now.
Check it out.
If you're the dad with a kid we chased out,
Sorry,
you'll
dude.
Fucking learn the goddamn son of a bitch and cocksucking language anyway soon. And in school. Hey, Sinister Minister, don't forget Sinister Minister.
Oh, yeah.
And one of his lovely altar girls coming down here.
She's fucking hot.
That's awesome.
Unbelievable. All right, guys, I think we're about out for the night.
Yep, stay tuned. If you're with the LV Rocks, King Ash will be up in a few minutes. Spankwagon Radio, Spankwagon on at MySpace, Twitter, get to him, be our friend. Hey!